This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Cross your fingers, everyone. Computer's not loving me today. Hey, it's Monday.
Hey,
it's already sunny out. The sky is blue.
You're telling me at the heart of this beautiful studio you've built with the new cross dagger background. At the heart of it all, the computer that runs the whole show.
Yeah. Computer, the one that runs the whole show, seems to be working just fine.
Oh. John's computer.
We reloaded the system. We blanked the. I think that maybe if it was in a trash can, it would work a little bit better. It's a little frustrating.
Yikes.
Yeah, a little bit, a little annoying. But the thing I needed just loaded, so great news, everyone. Oops, it's now it's not loaded.
Oh, come on.
I'm sure it'll load at any moment.
We're
at
vamping,
any moment,
everyone.
I'll be able to see it. Yeah. Somebody remind me who the sponsor was, and I'll do it. I'm sure was the Sarah and Vinny Instagram page.
Johnny Mosley.
Oh, the Johnny Mosley pod. Wow, there's a new episode every Wednesday. Which is, it's a delight, that show. This past week he told his bear story, which I don't know. I mean, maybe he feels like since he won a gold medal, nothing bad could ever happen to him. But please stay away from the bear. Like, once you've dropped he dropped his phone into the bear cave that is apparently under his deck. And then he's like trying to figure out a way to get the phone away from the bear. Like, the phone is gone. Just the phone's lost. Let the phone go. Let it go. The bear is going to be there all winter and you can't go in. So check that out. It's at you can find it at radio.com, at radioalice.com, and follow him on Instagram at Johnny Mosley Pod. You get some weekly workouts on there, all kinds of contests, and still I'm not loaded. Okay. Moving on to stories here. Pretty sure these are loaded. We'll find out. Lady Gaga got her dogs back, but the thieves are still on the loose. Lady Gaga, as you may have heard last week, she's got three little French bulldogs, two of whom were stolen away from the guy who walks them every night. And that guy was shot and is in the hospital currently. One of the dogs managed to get away and then ran back to the dog handler after the stealers, the thieves, had left. They were recovered on Friday evening. They're back home now, these two lost dogs. This is about two full days after they were stolen by the people who ambushed and shot her dog walker in Hollywood. A woman turned the dogs into the police. TMZ says she found them tied to a pole in an alley, miles and miles away from where they were abducted. As for the reward, Gaga saying, I'll gladly pay that $500,000 to the finder. No specifics on how or when the woman will be rewarded, but that's between her and Gaga at this point, I guess. Lady Gaga is currently in Rome working on a movie. The suspects are still on the loose. The LAPD is saying they're looking for two black men in their early 20s. One of them has blonde dreadlocks. One of them was armed with a semi-automatic handgun. The dog walker is expected to make a full recovery. His family says he's receiving extraordinary care in the hospital. And there is more to this story, but it's currently not loading. So let me move on to the next section of this. The $500,000 reward. This is a mystery woman. Koji and Gustav, they're thought to be worth, around $10,000 a piece. As we talked about, because we talked more about French bulldogs last week on the show than we ever have. Apparently, if these dogs don't come with papers, maybe you're only looking at $2,000 to $3,000 a piece.
They're expensive dogs to get to go buy one. They could charge you as much as $10,000.
Right. If, you know, I would assume those would be dogs that had papers, et cetera.
Right.
Here we go. The rest of the story loaded. Gaga said, "I continue to love you, Ryan. You risked your life to fight for our family. You're forever a hero." Ryan is the dog walker. The fact that the dogs were abandoned by the thieves so soon suggests that these guys did not know that they had stolen Gaga's dogs. And they probably panicked when the news blew up. They also never contacted her with any kind of ransom demand. They thought, we're probably better off if we just don't.
Well, what I hope they don't find out is this person who found them isn't somehow
involved. That's the first thing I thought, too. Seems like the plan was just to sell them because they can be so expensive. TMZ is saying Ryan and the dogs weren't just making that normal trip around the block that they normally make. They'd walk down to a liquor store, which is about 7 blocks away from the site of the attack. So they were on their way back to her house, and the liquor store is on Sunset Boulevard, which is a major street in Hollywood. So it's possible the thieves saw Ryan and the dogs either around the liquor store or walking along Sunset and said, let's follow this guy, and ambushed them when they got onto a quieter, more residential street. And that was how they got the dogs. So looks like she's got them back, no matter what this lady's involvement might be, might or might not be. Ryan is expected to recover, fully recover. The guy who's walking the dogs.
Can you imagine such an absolute lack of care that you are willing to shoot someone to get your $2,000?
Right.
It's so sickening, and I hope they catch these cats.
Me too, Vin. I mean, that's just... I mean, really, what else is there to say?
It's unfortunate that things have gotten so bad now between the I guess you'd call it the haves and the have-nots. But the haves are not trying to get killed because they, you know, and Lady Gaga, that's a have beyond any of our
wildest imaginings.
You know, that she, obviously she's made it and she's done very well for herself. But, you know, even Dogface. Apodaca, there's a dude
on
vacation with his family and his car's broken into and everything is stolen. It just sucks that
because he made the mistake of coming to a town, to a city.
Right.
Like that's no good. It's really
it's a bummer.
Honestly, thinking about getting your wallet stolen and everything in it and everything that you have to now. I mean, there's your vacation. You're going to be sitting on phone calls trying to make sure your life doesn't get abducted.
It's a weird thing, though, the $500,000 for the two dogs. I thought for sure behind that was, let's catch these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't, she's going to pay it to
she's
whoever.
She's fully no questions
That's
asked.
Great.
This
Good
lady
for her.
Did it. And so I guess she's in contact with this. I have no idea. I'm sure her people are. She's not getting on the phone with this lady and figuring this thing out. And
Most of us are like, $500,000, that's my retirement. You know, like that's a lot of money
she's just handing out.
What's
her net worth, please? Somebody find
$320 million.
Oh, boy, she's almost as rich as Ellen DeGeneres. Well, actually, it's going down by $500,000 now. So
she's a big shot.
She certainly is. Ah, it's got to be a good life being Lady Gaga. Mm. We hate him because we want to be him.
She's 5'1". I had no idea.
5'1". That's tiny. Mm-hmm. She's a tiny lady.
Right there next to her net worth.
Oh, wow. All kinds of stats about her. Nikki's 5 feet even?
Yeah. Wait, so
I think Christina's like 5'1 or 5'2.
Yeah, I'm 5'1. It depends on the day and the shoes.
And the shoes, right.
The old shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in Converse today, so I'm 5'1. I mean, just 5 even.
How long ago was it that Charlie Sheen lost his mind? The whole Tiger Blood winning hashtag.
I'm
going to
say,
I get Tiger Blood, man.
I'm going to say it was 10 years ago.
It was 10 years ago.
Oh my God.
Winning. Duh.
Did you guess high? Because I would have said that was 5 years ago.
No, I feel like I base everything on did I hear it with you?
Right.
Because I came back in 08. Yeah. So I did. And he even did a show here in San Francisco at one point. One of his that
Tiger Blood tour.
Tour, right.
Jaden.
Jam Charlie.
Tour, the crazy tour.
So anyway, that's what I based my
guess on. Well, it was in fact 10 years ago that Charlie Sheen went on that crazy bender, crazy meltdown, crazy spend through all his money, crazy talk, crazy man tour. He called himself a total frickin' rock star from Mars and proclaimed that he had tiger blood and kind of ruined his life. Or as he called it at the time, hashtag winning. Winning.
Right. I hate it. I hate this story so much. But it's unfortunate. He's a huge star. And so even though we knew he was melting down and a human being in extreme crisis, what we all did was watch. And what the news outlets did was show it to everyone.
We're covering this. Here's a major star having a major meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have any regrets?
Well,
yes, the answer is absolutely.
Oh, he does. Oh,
yes.
Good.
Here's his quote. He says, "People have said to me, hey, man, that was so cool. That was so fun to watch. That was cool to be a part of and support and all that energy. And, you know, we stuck it to the man, didn't we, Charlie?" My thought behind that is, oh, yeah, yeah, great. I'm so glad I traded early retirement for an effing hashtag. He's not, he gets that he was losing it. He referred to that time in his life as a very unfortunate sequence of public and insane events and a mental health moment.
Mm-hmm.
He said, there were 55 ways for me to handle that situation, and I chose number 56. It was desperately juvenile. Believe it or not, Charlie is almost completely inactive on social media these days. He tweets every once in a while, but he's never logged into Facebook or personally posted anything on Instagram. He says, if somebody wants to enlist my corpse at my funeral to TikTok, that's on them. But in this lifetime, that won't happen. I mean, never say never.
Well, I'm glad that he sounds like he's got himself under control, and that's the good news. But you're right. He blew through his dough.
That was
generational dough.
Oh, just so much money. I mean, he was the highest paid actor on television for years.
Mm-hmm.
And he did do that anger management show, which they managed to squeeze out 100 episodes of. So that's syndication money
for
him,
too. How good can that be? I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either.
You don't rush through stuff like that.
No, didn't it feel like he got those shows done in no time after the original co-star in him clashed. I can't think of her name, but I think she's got like muscular dystrophy or multiple sclerosis or something.
Name?
You know who I'm talking about, right?
I do, and I can't think of her name right now.
Dark hair, Thela Gold, Sigra something. Anyway, she was gone, and they brought someone else in. And so can we also find out what Charlie Sheen's net worth is, please? He is currently developing a new show. He hopes that's going to make people forget about that time in his life and celebrate me again for what I actually do for a living.
They're saying he's worth $10 million as of 2021.
And that was at 1.3 million or something like that.
Oh, my God.
But do you remember? I know you should remember because you were reporting it, but there were like $100,000 cars were being driven by the women, his escort women, and crashed into stuff. Like, and they just leave the car and go back to his house.
And he got sued by a bunch of people too because he had HIV and was doing people without disclosing that to them. And I'm sure sued for whatever else. And people, you know, he's got wives to pay and tons of kids. I mean, that's a guy with some bills. And some high alimony and child support assignments. This guy was worth over $100 million at one point. Millions of houses and
It's when someone's that far gone, it's terrible and it's a life crisis and everything. I give him credit for, especially because it was public, that meltdown, which is makes it even harder. One of the reasons people don't get sober is because they can't stand the things they've done. They can't face them. It's too humiliating. As soon as you sober up and look around, you just go, I can't. Right. And so I give him credit. If he's sober today, he's faced all that stuff and has to be okay with it.
You know, he's not saying he's sober. And so I don't know that part of the story because you're right. That's, you know, but for him to be doing a new show, for someone to take a chance on him, I'm sure he's had to demonstrate that. I'm not sure what his situation is at all. Did you grab any of the Did you grab any of the audio we talked
Selma
about
Blair.
Selma Blair. I just, you know, I thought, with. You know, just the fun, you know, I got Tiger Blood, that kind
oh,
of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had some just yeah, some random funny. Ones ready.
Dines for Fools.
Dines for Fools.
Yeah. Okay, Charlie.
That's how I roll.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's how I don't roll that way. I mean, I have to admit it, you know, at the time, it did look like you were having a good time. That whole war, I mean, think about how long this was going on for. Like, he didn't snap back to reality for years. Like, he did a tour. He was available to be seen. And I remember some of those going really badly. Like, he'd get in yelling matches with people in the audience, and there was some stuff where it just wasn't, it didn't seem fun.
It was like more WWF, though, than like an actual entertainment
right.
show. He's not a stand-up comedian.
No. So he'd sit there and talk, and people would remember there was like a question and answer thing, and mm-hmm. people would ask him a hard question, and he'd freak the F out. Yeah, didn't seem fun. It seemed like more of a spectacle. Like, oh, I'll buy tickets to that because I want to see this guy melt down. You want to be at the show where the bad thing happens. Because that's how we are. We're humans. We love to watch other people's train wrecks. Did you ever watch the movie District 9?
I want to say that I did. Was that filmed in South Africa?
Mm-hmm. And it's
yeah,
about
I have seen it.
An alien ship crash landed, and they're stranded here, and they're relegated to. And I think they call them the prawns or something, right? They're sort of insectoid, sort of, you know, scaly, maybe shrimp looking humanoids.
I don't remember it with any accuracy at all.
So there's a guy who helps them and gets this guy the parts that he needs to get the ship together and get it off the planet. And it looks like there's going to be, and I love that movie. I've seen it a bunch of times, and I really liked the way it was put together, and I loved the main guy in it. And then I think he was like the director and the star of it. I'm not positive on that though, but the same people that did District 9 did Chappie, which is another one of my favorite movies. I just love that movie.
I don't know that one.
You know, if you're going back looking for stuff to watch, watch Chappie. It is so incredibly charming.
Yeah, I watched Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Clearly, I've run out of stuff to watch.
Write down Chappie right now and all watch right. that. It's also set in South Africa, and it's the guy from Slumdog Millionaire is Dev Patel, I think that's his name. He's the star of it, and then there's this AI that is, it's the most charming thing you'll ever see. It's just adorable. And also tragic, and it's great. Anyway, there's a District 9 sequel in the works 11 years after the original movie. The director Neil Blomkamp has announced that a long-awaited sequel is being written. It was nominated for 4 Oscars. It doesn't say it won any of them here, but it's a modern sci-fi classic. And it Charito, or possibly Charlto Copley played the main role. So this other guy is responsible for the movie, and it looks like he's in the midst of working on it right now, which is exciting for me anyway, and anybody else who maybe liked District 9. It was sort of an off the radar, like it wasn't an in-your-face movie that everybody saw, but it was sort of hanging around for a while there and got some Oscar buzz, and I think that's when we watched it. But I've watched it 3 or 4 times probably. I really like it.
Wow.
Speaking of movies, people went... And the box office, this is a huge take for the box office, $13.7 million for Tom and Jerry.
Oh.
Tom and Jerry had themselves a weekend.
A cartoon.
Well, it's live action.
Oh.
Plus cartoon. And the cat and mouse are, in fact, the old style cartoon. Not CG, not made to look like a real cat and a mouse, but... In the actual shot, cartoons with the actors. It is a live-action hybrid, and it scored the second-best domestic opening of the entire pandemic.
I'm not surprised. I'll climb out on this limb all by myself and say something that's outrageous, but I think the pandemic has been hardest on people who are stuck at home with kids,
mm-hmm.
and so they will do anything. Anything.
I'll risk life and limb to get you out of the house.
For some entertainment, right. To pass some hours differently than we have every other day for the past 360 something.
Right. we're looking at clips from the movie right now, and it is it's animation. It's just
all right.
A regular movie with also some giant elephants walking through, cartoon elephants. So it made $13.7 million over the weekend domestically. It looks like closer to $40 million through Sunday globally. Do you know what opened bigger? It did, in the pandemic, what made more money at the box office? And I feel like this is
Tenet.
A little. It's not Tenet. That only made something like $3 million at the box office.
It's a hard watch, by the way. Very hard watch.
It's Wonder Woman, 1984.
Oh!
It made $16 million in actual theaters. But, of course, if you had Disney Plus, I think you got it for
HBO,
free.
HBO, I think.
Oh, HBO? Yeah.
HBO,
yeah,
right. That's where I watched it. I'd love to hear from someone who loved it. Text us, 800-400-3697.
You said
and don't
before.
Just say I loved it. Tell me why.
Yeah. Explain why that was good. Because we don't believe you.
Did you watch it?
No.
I watched it.
And you watched it?
Fine. Yeah, I didn't love it or hate it. It was just in the background, really.
It was a movie.
Yeah, I didn't dig. There was something that just was a disconnect for me. I thought it was okay. It was fun to watch, but I didn't love it. That's all I can say.
I feel like the whole movie was hindered or hamstrung by we've got to figure out how to get the boyfriend back in the film. That's the whole thing was about this weird thing, the artifact that they found that may give them the ability to get this guy. And then it's just so dumb. Like, okay.
Well, I know from the trailer they succeeded. So,
yeah.
Great job. and I'll leave you with this. How much would you pay for Kobe Bryant's childhood basketball hoop?
No dollars. Oh,
zero.
How much would someone pay?
No, how much would you pay?
No dollars.
You're a zero. You wouldn't $10? I mean, I'm sure on the resale market you'll get.
I'm not someone who's big into trying to flip things into more money. It's more work than it's worth. But
well, the thing's been auctioned off. The house that he grew up in Pennsylvania, this was his childhood home. It sold for $810,000, and the buyer was offered the hoop in the sale, and said, "Nah, I'm not paying any extra. I don't care about the hoop." He pulled a Vinny and said, $0.
Right.
They just auctioned it for $37,200. So.
Incredible.
Incredible. People will buy anything.
$37,000 for a hoop that greatness learned on.
Yep. Which, look, there's if you're a huge Kobe fan or you're a big collector of sports memorabilia, that's a bargain. Because I would have thought more. This is the one. That kid hung off this rim. Many times.
All right.
So anyway, that's the final story. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
How much time is your old work computer wasting? And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.